Missouri State University reached a student enrollment record this fall. Enrollment numbers are up 449 students from last year to bring the fall 2015 enrollment to 24,735 students. Don Simpson of Enrollment Management at the school said the rise in enrollment doesn't come as a shock. In fact, this is all a part of a bigger plan.
We have a long-range plan that called for a modest annual growth each year during the period of the plan, which is 2011 to 2016, and we've grown right around 2% each year for the past 3 years.
Simpson attributes the growth in enrollment to additions of recreational facilities, low-cost tuition, and academic programs. The Board of Columbia's Business Loop Community Improvement District said Thursday that the borders of the district weren't drawn to explicitly cut out voters. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
Critics of the district have said borders were drawn to keep voters from having a say in a sales tax election. The vote was postponed when one voter was identified. Since then, KBIA has discovered 13 more registered voters. Board Chairman Tom May said the district borders were merely meant to include the parcels of land that sat directly on Business Loop 70.
It didn't matter what size the parcel was or who was in the parcel or anything like that. It was a simple matter of these are the interested people in the Business Loop.
Relationships between the district and the neighborhood have been uneasy, with the district being criticized for not including the public in the planning process. Revenue from the tax would go to beautification and safety improvements. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
It has been more than a year since the University of Missouri Title IX office was established, and today it released its first yearly report detailing reports of sex-based discrimination. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and the Wealth Desk has more.
328 individuals at MU reported incidents of sex-based discrimination, either based on sex, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation between August of 2014 and July of 2015. Of the discrimination reports, the most common allegation was sexual misconduct, including rapes, sexual assault, and exposing of genitals. This was followed by reports of sexual harassment and reports of dating or intimate partner violence. Ellen Eardley, the MU Title IX administrator, says she expects the number of reports to go up in the next few years.
As more students and staff and faculty understand about the resources that we can offer in our office, I think that more will feel comfortable coming forward and connecting with our office or connecting with the Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center on campus.
Danica Wolf is the coordinator of the Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center. She says it is important that the conversations around sex-based discrimination continue, but hopes the individuals affected know the decision to report is theirs.
I hope folks don't feel pressure to speak to anyone, my office included, but I just want to make sure that we're maximizing the number of options that people have so that they can seek the support that they need.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
And I'm Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.